Nikki and Danilo. Visit mantraforum.com.au to win free fuel.
97.3 Coast FM.
A particular hiker I'm telling you about here probably wished she had brown pants on after she made the discovery that I'm talking about here.
Wow, okay. Tell me more.
Erin Claire Barrow.
Okay.
She was trekking up Mount Majura in the ACT.
Yeah.
When she came across an enormous wolf spider. Now, if that's not bad enough, she took a picture of it, right? It wasn't just a spider in its natural habitat. It was covered in dozens of baby spiders. Now, I've given you a little look at the picture here. Isn't it cute? Look, with the babies on the back.
Look at them all. They're all disgusting.
See, it turns out some babies aren't cute.
No, definitely not. They're foul. It reminds me of Harry Potter with the giant spider and all these little babies run out to attack them.
Harry Potter and the giant spider.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand that we should respect all creatures and everything, but after seeing the picture, I don't think it's unreasonable to talk about setting fire to the mountain and starting again.
Yeah, start again.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
So it's new, Nikki.
Well, it's awards season and the Grammy nominations for 2019 were announced over the weekend with Drake and Kendrick Lamar once again leading the pack. Kendrick Lamar is the leader on 8 nominations thanks to his performances and production on the Black Panther soundtrack, while Drake received 7 nods. Meanwhile, Cardi B is up for Album of the Year, Best Rap Album and Record of the Year. And women dominated the Album of the Year category with 5 out of the 8 nominations, nominated albums rather, coming from female artists or female-fronted groups. Good on the gals.
Nice.
Best New Artist also boasts 6 female nominees, including Dua Lipa. Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande and Beyonce were surprisingly all snubbed from any major categories, though.
Nice.
Very interesting. The Grammy Awards are on February 10 in LA. Now, following the announcement of Kevin Hart as host of the Oscars 2019 last week, the comedian has stepped down following backlash over his past homophobic comments. So just 2 days after accepting the gig, the comedian backed out, tweeting, "I have made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on the night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists." He wrote that on a statement in Twitter, going on to say, "I sincerely apologise to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past," before walking away from the gig. He also revealed the Academy asked him to apologise, but these tweets dated back almost 10 years.
Jeez.
So he refused, saying he's already addressed this. Anyway, rumours are swirling on who will replace him with Australian comic Hannah Gadsby reportedly in the mix.
She's doing all right,
isn't
she?
Yeah, so that would be great for her. Finishing up with Marvel, they've announced the release date, title and the trailer for Avengers 4. The movie's title will be Avengers Endgame and is scheduled to arrive in theatres April next year. It also sounds very dramatic.
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
We lost, all of us. You lost friends. You lost family. You lost a part of ourselves. This is the fight of our lives.
This is gonna work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do if it doesn't.
Wow, that is the most serious Audi commercial I've ever heard.
Now, a day after dropping the trailer, Marvel thanked fans for making that the most viewed trailer in history, with 289 million views in 24 hours. That's crazy.
In history.
This will also be the last movie in the Avengers series. What?
Nothing. I don't know. It's of all time in the universe. They just go a little bit over the top there, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop and, like, just recognise the passing of a bit of an icon.
Oh, really? Who's died?
You remember they called him Roger, the buff kangaroo.
Oh, my God, the really muscly kangaroo.
With the muscles, yeah.
Yeah, oh, Roger.
From the kangaroo sanctuary in Alice Springs in the Northern Territory, he's died at the age of 12.
Oh, my goodness, is that good for a kangaroo?
Apparently so. He stood just over 2 metres from tip.
Wow,
to tail.
2 metres.
Yeah. So, well and truly, scare buggery out of you if you were standing next to him.
That's like a basketballer.
And weighing in at 89 kilos. Like, that's, given the shape of a roo, that is enormous.
Far out.
But yeah, apparently, sadly,
Roger, R.I.P. Yeah, Rog.
We've lost our beautiful boy. They said this is the the sanctuary manager, Chris Brolga Barnes, announced on Facebook on the weekend. Yeah, he will reflect on his life today and for the years to come. He'll always be here. We've laid him to rest so he can be with his family. Apparently, he passed away of old age.
Oh, well, that's great.
So he had a good life.
He had a good life.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we can't be too sad, but we will miss an iconic Australian roux.
The buffest roux there ever was.
You bet. A roux that made me jealous.
Nikki and Tamello's Riddle Me This. Riddle me this.
Riddle me this. Yes, it's riddling time and up for grabs. A chance to go in the draw for $100 Stag Water Sports jet ski experience, which you can spend any point throughout summer.
Fantastic.
So, we'll put you in the draw, but you need to solve our riddle.
You do. Today my riddle is, I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
Kevin's on the line to have a go. G'day, Kevin.
How are you doing?
Not bad,
good,
not bad.
Now, Kevin.
You're in the car with your daughter, is that right?
Yeah, I'm in the car with Millie.
Millie.
Oh, Millie.
Hi, Millie. What did she think the answer was?
Fart.
Did you say fart?
Which is exactly, you know that's where my mind went. You know that's why I was giggling like an idiot.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. You know what? I wish it was a fart, to be honest.
If no one gets it, I reckon we'll give it to you just for giving us a giggle this morning.
How does a fart hear, though?
These are questions that we're not pondering. It's not. Hang on the line there. We're going to try one more person, but in case they don't get it, I reckon we'll give it to you,
okay? Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
All right, hang on.
Oh, baby, thank you.
No worries. Okay, let's say hello to Jeanette. Hi.
Jeanette's lost it.
I'm glad we're not the only ones. Okay,
so cross fart off your list first, Jeanette.
Yeah.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
Echo.
Do you say echo?
You say.
Yeah.
Well, that's correct, Jeanette. Yay! As much as I'd love it to be fart, echo is the answer.